Wisconsin Democrats gather for their annual state party convention in the Dells this weekend. One topic likely up for discussion, who will succeed Ben Wickler as state party chair? Anthony Chergosky is a political science professor at UW-La Crosse.
You know, Wickler has been widely praised for his leadership of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, and for good reason. The party has just become this absolute fundraising machine. He has raised money at an astonishing pace, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on his successor to keep that up.
Chergosky notes the state party has done pretty well recently.
They have a big win in the April election, but they lost the presidential. But Tammy Baldwin eked out a victory. But they fell short of their quest for majority control of the state legislature. But they got pretty close, especially in the state Senate.
He says much of that success can be attributed to the fundraising prowess of outgoing chair Ben Wickler. With budget negotiations between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders at a standstill, the governor is unlikely to make any sort of announcement regarding his future this weekend. Chergosky.
I don't know what to expect from Governor Evers if this budget situation drags on, but it's clear that there is going to be a shadow campaign for governor at the convention because Josh Call, Sarah Rodriguez, Sarah Godlewski are undoubtedly testing the waters for a race for governor in the event that Evers declines to run for a third term.
That's Attorney General Josh Call, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Evers has previously stated that he won't announce a decision regarding another run until after the budget is finished. Convention attendees will hear from Evers, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, and other Democratic leaders from around the state and nation, including a keynote address from Georgia Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.